So yeah, there. I mean, the OPP station or the whatever you want to call it, it's just another way to implement foreign nation rules on our people. We have our own laws. It's the same laws that Canada's based its laws on. It's the exact same laws. I mean, we were the first form of democracy. Canada needs to realize that they need to stay the hell out of our business and stay the hell out of our way. I mean, we know why it's here. Our economy depends on it. It's our economy. People want to say it's organized crime. Bullshit. It's our economy. It's the very reason why Canada wants to shut it down is because it's our economy. They don't want us to be able to say, hey, you know what? We don't need you no more. We don't need you. We've never needed them. They needed us. That's why we're in Canada. They've needed us. And they need to realize it.
And they call you also terrorists sometimes.
Yeah, I mean, the Mohawk Warrior Society, if you look at it, is basically the third highest rated terrorist group in Canada. Put out by the military in that military how to treat terrorists base that came out a couple years ago. As a member of the Mohawk Warrior Society, in our language, it's called Rotascardi Gutta. And all it simply means is be a man. Stand up for your people and be a man. Doesn't mean you're a warrior. I mean, they put it in the English language as warriors. Well, being a man is not being a warrior. Being a man is not asking for war. It's protecting your community. And if they want to call me a terrorist for protecting my community, then I guess in Canada's eyes, I'm a terrorist.
You think also the women have place to protect the community?
Well, for sure they do. I mean, under our great law, the women are the protectors and the caretakers of the land, and the men are the defenders of it. And, am I going to put a woman in danger in doing that? And as a man, I'm going to say, no, we're not going to put our women in danger. We're not going to put them in the face of the OPP. We're not going to put them in the face of developers. It's not where they belong. That's our job. The women, they play a significant role. They play a significant role in the job, and they have to do that, and we all take that on as a duty. So that's where it is, you know. When we talk to my wife and stuff like that, she says, "Do whatever you have to, but protect that land or defend that land. You do whatever you have to defend it. It's our land, and we want it back. And we're not gonna take money, and we're not gonna take a person coming down and saying that he can develop. Doesn't matter what for. There is no development. So that's where it's at, and that's what we're gonna do. I mean, if we look at the Cory issue and the rape of Mother Earth, and they still haven't revoked the license, and now we know why. Now we know why they haven't revoked it, because they've been waiting to let this go. This township not willing to sell, you know. It was just a ploy from the beginning. Well, if they want to play that game, then I guess we'll sit on that land and we'll just take it over and we'll play the game. We'll play the game, but it's not a game that Canada or the township's going to win.
And why are you into living on this land right now?
Yeah, I live on Mohawk territory here.
Absolutely.
On the territory.
I'm not doing land occupied. But.
Yeah, no, I don't live on land occupied. Like I said, there's conditions on going to the land right now on the reason I'm out of jail. I've already been beaten down by four cops, you know, and on that day I got out, I'm pulling over OPP on our territory and kicking them off. And so the thing is, for people that need a place to stay and live in our territory, go grab a piece of land, build a house. From our territory, that's our land, and so and if that happens and people decide to start building on that land, we'll defend it. So that's where we are. We're not going to give up the land. Our people, there's 250 families that are waiting for housing, and they want to just have a quarry. I feel for the people of Deserano. They've been screwed for 160 years, but they need to get off our land. I mean. Simple as that. When we look at the fields and stuff, you know, and the farmers, and we realize that the farmers have to feed their livestock, and you know, we got to think about the sustaining life in Canada as a whole, and Canada's got to realize that to build big block stores is an unsustaining way of life. It's only going to sustain it for a short while. And we got to think about that, you know. When you look at fields and stuff like that and the cattle, and think about that cattle. Think about the hormones that we take in because they feed that cattle and make it grow faster. And we got to think about how we're going to sustain life in the future. And if we look and you go to eat that Swiss Chalet chicken, let's say, they can grow a chicken in 6 weeks ready to eat. From hatching to 6 weeks ready to eat. You know, and we take those same hormones that they feed those chickens into us, and then they wonder why our kids are maturing more faster. They wonder why our 12-year-olds are doing crack. Well, they're maturing 10 times faster than they should be. And we got to understand that, you know.
You think it's possible to get to a sustainable...
Sure it is, but Canada's got to realize, if every union in Canada put down their tools for one day, farmers union, labor union, don't turn on the computer, don't pick up your tools, don't go to work for one day, don't turn on your lights, don't turn on your TV for one day, and Canada would see who runs this country. It's the people that run this country, and Canada's got to realize that. You know, if you can't drink your water, people should be standing on the roads. Because those roads are the very easy reason you can't drink your water. If your kids are killing themselves and committing suicides and are crack addicts and drugs addicts, those roads are the very reason your kids are that way. The trains, the roads, and the boats are the exact way your kids are that way, because they couldn't get in here without that way of life. So stand on the roads and let the government see who runs the country. Stand on the tracks. Take down the rail lines. Let Canada see who runs the country. When we look at the suicides in the First Nations territories, and then we look at the land the taking of land.
Expropriation.
Yeah, you look at the KI6 members in northern Manitoba, northern Ontario Manitoba border, who went to jail for saying you're not drilling in the last piece of land we have left. They went to jail for it. If you look at Sherbert Lake, Bob Lovelace went to jail, and for what? They're drilling up there now. So he went to jail for nothing. His people left there. He went to jail for nothing.
Is there many of you that...
Well, I went to Sherbert Lake, and when I seen people sitting around with the OPP,
mm-hmm.
I didn't stick around too long, I'll tell you that. I mean, I understand the Sherbert Lake. I know they're drilling up there for uranium. I also know that the uranium up there is not worth mining. The quality of it sucks, and it's not worth mining. And so they're drilling for nothing. They're drilling for nothing. They stood on the land for nothing, for a setup, and then they come down and ask us to go up there and stand on the land again, when they've all left. Well, we're still on our land, and we're not leaving. We're still on our occupation, and we're not leaving until that land is returned. And I advise every native that's got a land issue to get out there and stand on the land and stand on the roads. That goes for everybody across Canada. That's not just native people, that's everybody. If you look at the shutting down factories to go to China, putting our people out of work because you can get it made in China cheaper and sell it for the same price here in Canada, but then when everybody's out of work, how are you supposed to buy it? The unions across this country need to understand that they have the power to shut down the country for one day, just to let them know who runs the country for one day. And that's, you know, that's the way I feel. Again, you know, if you can't drink your water, stand on the roads. If your kids are killing themselves, stand on the roads. If your kids are living in the streets of Toronto, stand on the roads. And that's what I have to say. And it's you know, I may be breaching myself here for maybe inciting something, but it's really easy to see who runs the country. It's really easy to see who has the power. We just, as people, have to take that power back. And that's all I got to say.
You was making a comparison, between the Oka crisis in 1990.
The Oka crisis.
And the stakeholder attitude about against you.
You know, that doesn't change. I mean, if Stakeholder says he's ready for another 1990 situation, then I guess he's better be ready for it. I mean, he's got to stop. They got to understand what we're doing. That's the thing. They got to understand. The government of Canada has to understand what they're doing. You know, we're not going to take that lying down. And that's all I could say.
Last question. If you have time, do you want to? I was wondering, you are designated to be the people that speaks with the media.
Yeah, I'm one of the spokespersons. There's several spokespeople, but I've been designated as one of the spokespersons.
How do you feel about that?
I'm honored to do it. I mean, we're just spokesperson. I'm told what to speak from our men's council, and I don't go beyond that. You know, just being a spokesperson doesn't make you a leader. There's no leaders. You know, we do it on consensus. And for Sean's case, the same thing. They say that he took down the leader. Well, obviously he didn't. April 21st, we went out and Sean was not there. Somebody called me on May 29th for the day of action. And they said, are you going out for the May 29th? And I said, well, every day is a day of action in Tainanaga.
It's a surprise every day.
We don't need the AFN to make that call. You know, it doesn't change our feeling. You know, I ask a developer to come to Desert Island and see what our profile is.
Can you just talk about the process to be the spokesperson? How you work like a spokesperson?
You know? We brought it to men's council and they needed somebody that could speak to the media and speak well. And you know, I've spoken to the media before. I learned a lot from Sean for speaking. And we went to the men's council and they just said, well, will you do it? And I said, sure. So, you know, and that's the process of it. It's just that.
Yeah, I find the process are really interesting also.
Yeah.
For the community to know, like...
Yeah, it's all based on consensus. Nothing gets passed without consensus. It's not a vote. It's everybody has to agree. It's not a 51% agree and 49% didn't. It's everybody. It's 100% agree. Yeah. And if you don't agree on that situation, then we work with it.
Yeah, it's got to be discussed.
We work with it, and we work with both sides to make sure that it works both ways and it's 100%. And that's what it is.